Earlier presidents had recorded themselves in private, but nowhere near so voraciously. During his 1940 campaign against Wendell Willkie, Franklin Roosevelt accidentally recorded himself asking aides to start a whispering campaign about Willkie's mistress. This was thanks to a wire recorder in the West Wing basement attached to a microphone in the lamp on Roosevelt's desk. The device was intended to record Roosevelt's Oval Office press conferences. FDR almost never used it. His successor, Harry Truman, was appalled by it and had it yanked out. Dwight Eisenhower installed a dictaphone system to record himself in the Oval Office, but apparently he used it very little. Ike told his cabinet, "There are some guys I just don't trust in Washington, and I want to have myself protected so they can't later report that I said something else." John Kennedy recorded himself during such episodes as the integration of the University of Mississippi and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Richard Nixon taped himself from 1971 to mid-1973. In contrast, Lyndon Johnson was the only president to tape himself from his first month in office to the last. After LBJ moved into the Oval Office on the day after John Kennedy's funeral, he ordered JFK's